Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, horoscope.
I think psychology has a lot to do with it.
Right.
You know, because in clouds you'd see something. It's really all in your head. Have you come across those people? But then somebody says a horse and then he turns into a horse. You know, those people.
People think, oh, I'm going to find my soulmate today because, you know, the stars are on my side.
Did you use the same thing to choose yours, man?
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, horoscope is an astrological chart or diagram representing the positions of the sun, moon, planets, astrological aspects and sensitive angles at the time of an event, such as the moment of a person's birth. The word horoscope is derived from a Greek word, hora, and skopos, meaning time observer. And that is according to Wikipedia.com. But tonight, as usual, on Let's Talk, we will explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague Patrick Deya from the fourth floor. Welcome aboard, Patrick.
It's always a pleasure. Nice being here.
Okay, and also we have a Yali fellow, Mandela Washington fellow, Tato Mochoni. Welcome aboard, Tato.
Thank you.
Well, in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing horoscope. Well, I would say in common usage, horoscope often refers to astrologer's interpretation, and usually based on a system of solar and also based on strictly on position of the sun at the time of birth. However, I wanted to ask you guys in the studio why this is so popular in our lives today. However, I spoke to my colleague Tef Tef and I asked the same question. Why is this so popular?
Yeah, so I think it's because, you know, we all like to think about destiny and, you know, things that we have no control over but are meant to be. So I think with horoscopes, what it gives is it gives people hope. And because usually horoscopes are positive for a lot of people, depending on how they interpret them. Mm-hmm. They see something and they're like, oh, this is exactly what happened to me today, you know. We want to get that link. But because I think it's because we believe in destiny and we really want to
get to that particular destiny we are looking for.
Yeah, like some predestiny.
Is it because human beings are so curious like a cat, or what is this?
I mean, we like to think that we have a place in this chaotic world.
Yeah.
And so horoscopes kind of simplify the things, you know, even though astronomy makes fun of astrology.
Right.
I think people think, oh, you know, I'm going to find my soulmate today because, you know, the stars are on my side.
Right, yeah, because I was born in this month and I am this particular star,
exactly.
I'm Aries or Pisces.
And I know a lot of people that really, you know, strongly actually, you know, use that to pick their, you know, their friends.
Significant other?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because,
really?
Yeah, because you know how they say.
Did you use the same thing to choose yours, man?
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't think so. But that's the thing. But once it happened, I look at it and I say, no wonder we're supposed to be connected, you know, because you look back and you're like, you want it to make sense.
Wow.
That's what it is. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think some people do it ahead of time, but most of the time people, you know, they start dating somebody and they say, we're compatible because, you know, I'm this sign and she's that sign. So.
And because I love this thing and she loves this thing, I was born on this month, she was born on that month, and we can be compatible.
Of course, because, you know, you don't want to look at the incompatibilities anyways. That's what hope is about.
And all the time when people are looking at their horoscopes and all that, all they want to see is positive things. Do people really want to see the bad things, really?
No. Yeah. I know. Again, this is the same thing with people who used to, you know, religiously follow horoscopes. Mm-hmm. They always tell me, oh, you know what? Even if I do follow them, I don't read them before my day starts. I read them when my day's over to compare.
To see if this was really true, what was said, right?
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
But if you read it before, you know, it ruins it because sometimes I might say you're going to have a tough day.
Uh-huh.
And if you really believe in those things, you're like, what? You know, I'm having a good day. Now I have to have a tough day.
and you're in the mood all of a sudden, maybe your mood is taken away.
Exactly, exactly. Because, you know, again, that's what they call it, superstition. You know, when it's good, it's always great, it works for you, but superstition, sometimes, you know, it goes the other way, and you don't want, especially not knowingly, get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think we just, you know, we like to have a place in this, in the universe.
Right.
And that's one of the few things that explains it, as, you know, regardless of how serious or fun it is, it helps us say, you know, the moon was in this angle, the mood is this.
Thank you, Tef Tef. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing horoscope. And back to the studio, Patrick Deya. And Tata.
Oh, man.
We know every day people will be looking on their horoscope, watching, I was born in March and this is what it is. I was born in February and this is what it is. I am a Pisces and maybe you are
Aries, Capricorn or
whatever.
Yeah.
And some people are really serious looking at these horoscopes every day before they go to work, trying to see what's going on. And some people that don't want to look at it until the day is over and say, oh, this is why happened. Why do we believe these things are so popular and people believe in them?
I don't know. I can tell you for a fact that, you know, in secondary school and high school, everybody would be looking for the papers to get the horoscope page and so that they can read it. And I just never understood it. Up to now, I don't understand it because I've never believed in it. You know, and once in a while you'll find somebody who is very inquisitive. Oh, Patrick, what's your birthday? Where do you fall? I just don't have a belief in it. Because most of the time I think that people want to fit in for what the horoscope said for the day, other than what really actually happened. So you find strands of things that fit in, you know, come on. I have no idea, you know. And it's such a wide range, you know, that, you know, birthdays, between this birthday and this birthday, at best, it's a wild guess.
Okay. Well, Tato, tell us, what's your experience with the horoscope, my friend?
I love them.
Oh, you see that part of Patrick?
You see?
Here's the crazy thing.
Why do you love them so much?
Here's the crazy thing. Uh-huh. I don't believe in horoscopes. I don't. But I think my experience has taught me that it's just in human nature, you know. We seek a place of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you go through your horoscope and it can be all bad from beginning until the end.
Oh, yes, it can be all bad.
Because even if it says friends are going to leave you, there's going to be trouble at work, towards the end, you get to that part where you will meet a loved one.
Then hope is coming. Light is coming at the end of the tunnel.
So I really think it's just in human nature to seek that place of hope.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I think the other thing is people just love to belong, you know.
Mm.
I belong in a certain category, you know. Like generally, I'm an African, I'm black, I'm a man, I'm tall, I'm fair. So people just love to fall into certain categories. So someone would come along and brag like, yeah, I'm Aquarius, you know. The categories of such strong people, strong-willed, driven, blah, blah, blah. So I think, you know, it's just people wanting to belong. And I think it's really a mess. It's a combination of many things. So
you don't know.
I can't really put a finger to it. But that's my experience.
Okay, that's your experience. I got you, you know. It's all about your experience, yeah.
I don't even know what mine is. People have told me several times, oh, I don't know whether you're Capricorn or whatnot. It has refused to sink in my head because I just don't see. It's true. I think all human beings want to belong to a certain category, and things that are unbeknown to us give us hope. I mean, why do we believe in God? You know,
it's faith. At the end of the day, it's faith, right?
Yeah, it's faith. So. So it gives us something to hold on to, you know, among other things. And hey, if it's going to tell you something positive,
then you would love it, yeah.
Then, you know, if you woke up on the bad side of the bed, you know, it gives you hope for the day at the very least.
It's actually a matter of hope. Find something to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I came across a quote. I thought it was crazy, but then as time went, I thought, like, this makes sense. Find something to believe in.
That's what it is.
God is as good as the next thing, as long as you believe.
Yeah.
Because if you believe that this water is going to turn into wine, who knows?
Why not?
So go for it.
I know, right?
Just find something to believe in. Because other times for me, like when I was unemployed after I graduated, you know, I'd always look, hoping that it will say, tomorrow you'll get a job.
Okay.
And then other times, you think it worked. It could be a coincidence. It could be anything.
Right.
It would be like, you're going to come into money. And the next day, you find a gig. Like, come MC this event. Like, yeah!
Oh, I got it. My horoscope played a part.
So whether it is coincidence
or then you never know.
You never know.
I know, right there. Hold it right there. Well, horoscope is the topic today. So many interesting views and so many questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our Washington studio with Tato and Patrick. Right now, we are discussing horoscope. Horoscope, for some cultures, people will not do anything for any day until they read what the horoscope says. So, for that matter, I spoke to a Yali fellow, Amina from Zanzibar, and I wanted to know, as a Cancerian, what is her horoscope story?
We are emotional. Mm-hmm. We are lovers.
Mm-hmm.
When we love, we love. But when you cross that line, when we hate you for real.
Wow. You can even kill somebody?
Hopefully not.
Oh, okay.
When they say that Cancerians are just lovers and we prefer being indoors rather than being outdoors, yeah, that's me. I'd rather be with my man inside the house, just cuddling, you know, than being at the club or, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely believe on what the horoscope says about you because you're a Cancerian, and you believe that it's true.
I think that when you read the horoscope, it's just written about human nature. You always find something that relates to you. I don't, let's say you want to read something about a scorpion, there'll be something that relates to any other human being.
Mm.
Like, you know, just because you resonate with that particular one, so you'll see that, yeah, this is me. But I think they just generalize it to general human nature.
That's why somebody I was talking to in this group said, you know what, we are human beings. We like to be given hope, and we like to assume and, you know, see things in a positive way. So if anything is coming our way and someone says, this is you, and you feel that it's good, you say, oh, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yep.
A belief built in you. Wow. And do you think that is the reason that's why this horoscope is very popular?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the same reason we believe in God. We want hope, you know, we want to believe that there's something higher than us. And if you read the horoscope, it just makes you think like, oh, yeah, you know, this is exactly me, and it says this will happen tomorrow. Just that hope thing.
The hope thing, right?
Yeah.
And what about those people looking for lovers? They say, you know what, I'm a Cancerian, so I need to have a Sagittarian. Or I'm this, I need to have that.
Sorry for them.
Why you feel so... Why you feel sorry for them?
It's hard enough to find love. Generalize and say, I only want someone from this sun sign. Oh, my God. You'd rather just be with everyone from the dating pool and see who's the best for you.
Really? Thank you, Amina, a Yali Washington Mandela fellow from Zanzibar. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing horoscope. those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of Voice America's Africa Service. Back to the studio. One time, a writer known as Daniel Cohen wrote in the Chicago Tribune, and this is 1968, I quote, "The core of an astrologer's popularity stems from the fact that he can offer something that no astronomer or any other scientist can give: reassurance. In an uncertain time, when religion, morals, and ethics are shattered so regularly that one hardly notices that they are gone, the astrologer holds out a vision of a world ruled by forces that operate with clockwork regularity." End of quote. So I just wanted to know,
yeah,
is this why these horoscopes are so popular? People are looking for what, just like Tato said, reassurance.
This writer
was talking about reassurance here.
I think so. And even when you look at the different cultures, there's some aspect of mystery in certain things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the Luo culture, you know, we live near the lake, and sometimes people say, oh, you know, that lake is rising up very unusually. You know, they will read into maybe the water having a storm or whatnot, and they will talk about, you know, maybe something is happening that is beyond their concept.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look at all the different cultures, there's some mythology behind it. And I think horoscopes give you that. And they tend to be positive. So it gives you hope. I think it's okay for those people who believe in it. I just don't.
I mean, it's okay for turtles who sometimes believe in it. Yeah,
but I mean, right? In here, you go to an Asian restaurant and they give you that.
Oh yes, they give you that.
You know, that dry thing that you break, and then there's a writing in there.
Yeah, it's like a cookie. When you break cookie, that cookie inside the paper,
and there's some writing on it.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you try to after you open it, you try to find how it fitted, not how you fitted, but how it fitted.
Exactly. It is your lucky day.
It's your lucky day.
You get this and that and that.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, okay.
And some people,
red color is your lucky color.
And some people go and play those numbers for the lotto.
Oh, yeah. These are the numbers.
I'm still saying find something to believe in. As long as you believe, that's what's important. You did mention a very interesting aspect of superstition.
Uh-huh, you know? Right.
And I think generally, every one of us is superstitious. Mm-hmm. In our own different ways.
Okay.
You know, because back home in my African culture, you can't leave the house without having made your bed.
Uh-huh.
You can't do that.
You can't?
Because anything bad can
happen.
It's not written, it's not spoken, but we just know.
Uh-huh.
I never do because I feel like, things might get bad. I might,
And where's home?
To somebody's car.
Where's your home? Okay,
I'm from Lesotho,
uh-huh,
in Southern Africa.
Okay.
So you think, like, if I leave the house without not having made my bed, mm, I might just bump into someone's car. I might just hit someone. I might get to my meeting late. But you think, like, bad things will happen. And really, most of the time, nothing happens.
Okay.
You know? And the other thing, with me, okay, mm-hmm, this is me. Yes. When my eye twitches, I know I'm going to come into money.
Oh, my God.
So, really, it goes back to find something to believe in.
Yeah.
And what you said, uh-huh, and what the astrologer said, mm-hmm, I think people want that assurance, security. So the astrology puts things in a way, mm, that is organized.
Okay.
So even when
comforting,
the world, comforting. So even when the world is at war and like everything is just messed up, but you get to your horoscopes and then you get to that place of comfort that everything at the end of the day is going to be okay. And that's what people want, hope for tomorrow, a place of hope to go to.
Exactly. So they're looking for the hope for the reassurance,
for comfort,
just like for comfort.
And luck. You never know. Luck. You never know. You never know.
You never know when is your lucky day. Or you never know who you're compatible with. So I see like these people looking for husbands and wives saying, you know what? I'm Aries. And my husband cannot be
Aries.
Pisces or Aries as well. So I'm like, really?
No, I think that part is crazy now.
Yeah,
because you let life pass you by. What if the Aries doesn't come along?
Exactly, yeah? What happens, right?
You know, but then again, I think there's also some motivation in the horoscopes.
Right.
Because you come across two lines that say, work hard, apply more effort, you know. So even if things are not going well, but because that part of the horoscope said, work hard this month to make, you know, progress or to get that promotion. So I think there's some inspiration and motivation in it. And that's what people, you know, motivation is like a bath. You need to have it every day. So I think, you know, there are just so many things. And
it works out that way.
Mm.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be right back.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Back to the studio. Do scientists believe in this? According to astrologyandscience.com, they say no. And that is what they say. They say why scientists are not convinced. They know we can be fooled into seeing faces in clouds by a whole host of non-astrological factors, such as hidden persuaders. They also know that remedy is simple. Do what astrologers never do. So somebody maybe will share this and say, okay, this is what I knew from Patrick, and then I'm reading it to you, Tato. Do you think that people are getting deceived here? You remember, I think there was a famous Jamaican lady in D.C. Do you remember that?
Was it D.C.? No, was it D.C. or Florida?
Florida, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
I need your palm, man. You wanna be...
And what happened? She ended up getting sued?
Yes, and I think she ended up getting jailed or something, but for fraud.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you wonder when people go to this fortune tellers. My simple question is, if you're going to be a fortune teller, why do I need to pay you to tell me my fortune? Why don't you go get that fortune yourself? I mean, if I'm going to come to you and you're so you can tell me, your palm, whatnot, you're going to win $1 million. Why don't you do that and you win the $1 million? What? Just so for me to pay you $20,
it's not my luck. It's yours.
But
so even if I play the numbers, I won't win.
You won't win, okay?
Those are your numbers. But, I'm just defending the fortune teller here.
You know, and they'll tell you that they're reading some signs and whatnot. I am very skeptical on that. Now, on the science part of it, even though scientists go through very stringent processes, you know, dots have to connect. But if they left the science alone, and you were saying, superstition is in everybody. I mean, even the scientists, you will find that there's something that's superstitious about. And, hey, it's a human nature, I believe. But
it's human nature at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right. If it makes you happy, why not? Because, like, you don't know what tomorrow is holding. So if it makes you happy in the moment, I say go for it.
Be happy.
Yeah.
And if you think it's gonna get your husband or wife, then go ahead.
Yeah. Go for it.
You know, because then you go with a positive attitude that I am having. I'm meeting this husband today, and you know, you
and I'm supposed to wear green so I can get my husband.
And you put on some effort,
mm-hmm.
like you look proper, you put on your lipstick because you're supposed to meet this husband today.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's okay, and. I think psychology has a lot to do with it.
Right.
You know, because yeah. in clouds you'd see something. It's really all in your head. It's really all in your head. Have you come across those pictures where there's a horse, it looks like a horse,
uh-huh.
and then they say find a frog. And then you really look, and then you find, no, it's not even a horse, it's actually a frog. But then somebody says it's a horse, and then it turns into a horse. You know those pictures? So I really think psychology, it plays tricks on us.
Right. You're believing what your mind is telling you.
Exactly.
And when you believe it very strongly, you think it is true.
Exactly. Because... like with temperatures, for instance.
Right.
Yeah, if you tell yourself that it's cold,
yeah.
you can start shivering right there.
Wow.
You start shivering because it's psychological. You have told yourself that this room is cold and I'm cold, and you start shivering. And you can actually get flu from that.
Really?
You know? This is why they're so called psychological. I don't know if it is the right term, psychological pregnancies, where someone thinks that they're pregnant.
Well, they're not.
They end up having morning sickness, you know, and the belly can grow.
It's really? Psychological. And why they're not even pregnant?
They're not even pregnant. So it's psychology. And they even miss their period. Because psychology, you know. So I think it's a lot to do with psychology as
okay.
well.
Okay. I got you, Tato. You're killing me with this one.
So in other words, these people are manipulators. You
we
know,
we have been manipulated. By scientists, and it is wrong.
And horoscope people at the same time.
And they are the scientists. Aren't they the scientists?
Of course.
Yeah, they,
that's what we're told. But so, hey.
Scientists are to blame.
And guess what, though? This is very popular. It's all over the world. People are reading into these things every single day. And they're, like you say, newspapers, they've been in news. Like this quote I have is since 1968.
Yeah, but so what does that tell you about human beings?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Human beings are very, very vulnerable, very susceptible to impression.
Mm.
So long as they can assign some value to that, it doesn't matter. You could have people thinking that they can walk on water if you convince them that they'll do that, you know? I mean, take even just the religious fanatism.
Oh, yeah. You see that all the time.
You see that all the time where people are doing crazy things.
Mm.
And a pastor somewhere tells them that, hey, you do this, you'll be closer to God.
Mm.
And they do some crazy, crazy thing. They'll, you know...
You have a whole lot of...
We've had the history of mass, you know, suicide because of somebody having that power to persuade you that this is what you really need to do, you know. So we are susceptible, and this is one of the things that we are susceptible to.
He's one of them, right?
Yeah.
Generally love games, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we create the world. Mankind have created games. We have created games, and then we come back and say life is complicated. Here is your Madrid playing with Barcelona. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Who created that? Who came with that notion of competition in football? And then people commit suicide. Oh, Madrid lost. We create games, and then we come back and say,
and
oh,
then
life
you come back and kill yourself.
You know? Yeah, the horoscopes are there. You read your horoscope. It says all the bad things that are going to happen, they happen. Coincidentally, or because of the horoscope, you don't know. And then, so we create the games. And then we come back and say life is complicated.
It's yourself, right? Well, thank you so much. Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored horoscope. Thanks to my guests, Amina, I'm Mandela Washington Yali Fellow from Zanzibar, and my colleague Tef Tef, and of course in the studio, Yali Fellow from Lesotho, Tato Machoni. Thank you so much for coming today.
You're welcome.
And of course, to my colleague, the usual, Patrick Deer. Thank you for being here.
It is wonderful being here. The sun will shine.
The sun will shine and you'll see things coming your way.
Keep believing.
Exactly.
For those thank of you. You that believe, keep believing.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Jackson Uvunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. And after the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The US country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.